And the cutters, you know, do like sculpting almost.
Yeah.
And then there is pieces of stones, you know.
What, you mean chips left from?
Chips,
from,
but chips are, you know, big like this.
Right.
And every day I started to imagine, you know, on the there used to be flower beds and walks, you know, more beds than walks, you know, narrow like. And I did not know that they were called gravel. So I imagined I can make gravel. This is before even I was even 12. And I said, me and my brother, we decided that every day that we come from school, we take these chips home. And we used to put on a big stone and a hammer and...
One by one.
And then we started to fill the gravel on these walls. Now they call it like English garden, whatever. There is, it's walks, it's not yard. And then the
pathways
rest is,
through them.
Yeah, like that. And we started to feel, and then must be my mother or father, they liked what we did. And they, otherwise, where did we find these hammers, thick hammers, you know? And would be cold, and we used to put gloves to do it. And I said the other day to Mama, what kind of mother you are? What a silly thing we have done. And you have almost encouraged us to sit in the open and
smack rocks into
why you didn't go and buy gravel for us? So must be she loved what we were doing.
Well, but you were also busy, and you were using your imagination. You were being creative, and you were
so full of this thing.
That's so funny, though.
Oh, full of.
So I you mean, just were. I mean, things excited you.
Yeah, I never stopped. I had my leg broken. You know, this leg, these two bones, both of them were broken. You know.
Ah.
And just hanging. Anyway, it was in cast. Everything. And I had to stay home. I was 11 years old, because right before elementary, you know, I finished elementary classes, and I was at home. I couldn't go to school open. That was first month of school. And then when I was out of bed, I was sitting on it. They put me on, there was no wheelchairs. Sitting on a chair, and this poor mother had six children, you know, there is so much to do. And I used to tell him, push me, and I give me how do you sweep
with a broom?
Then I
would push. You'd get pushed and you'd sweep
around me. And then it's all rugs, you know? It's not a joke. And then she would push me again, and I would, so the helper. That was my
so
idea.
So you were the carpet sweeper.
But she was angry with me. Don't, I can't do that. She would, don't, you know, she's busy and she has to push me. But my idea was that. What am I going to do at home sitting nothing? That was the time,
yeah,
I learned the Marash work.
Aha!
I have to do something, I said. Oh, from that month I was home, I think I drove my mother crazy.
Mm.
So she taught me to a little bit when she was so busy. There was an older lady that came and taught me in bed, you know, what I, that's the day.
And that's when you
I
got started.
Yeah.
So, what distinguishes Marash embroidery from something
it's
else?
Oh, it's so different. See, it's not, it's a peasant work, really. When the next time when you come, I might bring other things to show you. See, this is marriage.
Uh-huh.
And this is the work.
Wow. Is this yours?
I have done it. Usually it's colorful.
Mm-hmm.
I have done it.
Mm-hmm. But this is so striking. The yellow and black is.
Yeah. I will take this away. You know, I did this too at this low textile thing, but I don't want it to be as a pillow. I will frame it.
Uh huh. Uh huh.
Frame it. So
is it always done on velvet? Is that
usually? And it's again, it's another art to print this on a velvet, because on a velvet you cannot draw with a pencil.
Mm-hmm.
The only way to do your design is another way. It's there is a mixture of dough and starch, and the design. You do like this,
uh-huh.
and then it should dry. It costs more to draw than to make.
Oh, really?
There are special. They used to be special people in Syria and Lebanon, and now it's less and less people.
Special people who do the design on the fabric for you.
But when it's on a cotton
mm-hmm.
fabric, you know, you can draw.
You could just do it with a pencil.
Yeah, you
mm-hmm.
can.
Yeah, but I see you can't do it. You certainly couldn't do it on black velvet, and so
any velvet
mm-hmm,
because
mm-hmm.
you cannot.
Right.
Maybe now there must be some things I don't
right.
know.
So the person who did the design, that was like an occupation in itself.
Yeah.
And because enough people did.
Nairi, Ramakani, yeah.
Hi.
This is my daughter.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Yeah,
nice
to
meet
you.
Hi.
She was 4 years old when we came.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I turned 4 here.
Yeah. You are living.
Yeah, he's just left.
And Arazi is?
Coming with me.
Oh, coming.
Yeah, I have to go get some medicine for his knee. You're going to listen to the... it's fine.
No,
they're
your
there.
Father is here, I'm here. I mean, your father is nearer to him. Yeah.
He just walks out.
No. When
he comes back in.
No. When I'm here, when I'm at home, like he feels better, there is too. But when he's alone, he doesn't walk.
No, I know exactly. When
yeah.
he's alone, no.
Right. Oh,
right.
He's fond of the kid.
Yeah.
Oh,
they're very
he
attached.
Thinks it's his baby.
Yeah. Now, this, I didn't see the baby, right?
No. You saw
no.
the jerk.
Yeah.
And then your daughter says, Dada, it's not your son.
I know. He'll go, how is my baby? Like,
right.
you know.
Yeah. It's not your baby. It's not your baby. And I sometimes say, oh, my little girl is here. I'm not your daughter. I say, when you
you're
are
confused,
in this house,
grandmother.
You
you're
are,
confused.
Many times I am confused.
Oh, really?
I
she
call
calls,
her,
yeah, but that's natural.
I call
yeah.
her name.
Yeah.
It's like something
oh, I know.
Like
well,
comes back. I don't know what it is. I always call her name.
Yeah.
Well,
there's a connection.
There is a connection.
And you feel it.
I was going to get some apple cider.
You have or you
no,
eat?
No, I'm going to get some from Wilson Farm to heat it up. I'm so addicted.
Oh, I know. Oh, and now is exactly the time.
You know
to get
who
it
has it?
You know
Seattle's best coffee. You can get hot apple cider.
With
you
the like cinnamon stick and stuff.
In Lexington neighbor, your what's her name? Oh, the Japanese girl.
Lillian Shade Street. You live on Shade Street?
I live on Cary. Avenue, which
that's
is
off of
Shade
Street. Oh, I don't
if you if you come in Shade
anymore.
Street from Spring Street,
yeah,
it's the second right.
Oh
is
yeah,
Carrie.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Lillian
Lee.
Lee.
But her father is not Japanese. She lives with her stepfather. They separated her parents. What's his last name?
I may see her. I walk my dog every day
married.
On Shade
she's
Street.
She's no longer there, but she
oh,
comes
oh,
a
oh,
lot.
Okay.
She comes there a lot. Anyway, he used to be a professor at MIT.
Uh-huh.
He's retired now.
Uh-huh.
They lived with his parents, which were an old couple, in a little cape house. But I think they're all passed away. I think
mm-hmm.
his parents have passed away.
So who lives there in that
just
house?
He does.
Mm-hmm.
And I think his girlfriend
yeah.
or
it's
wife.
It's a funny thing.
Mm-hmm.
I know the story. Like, she's Japanese.
It's
she,
a very unusual.
Unusual.
Her,
she doesn't know she's Japanese. She is Japanese. Face.
Right.
And very beautiful Japanese.
Right.
Very pretty, yeah.
But she
I used to
she
tease her when we were in college. I said, you know, these Japanese guys are loaded. What are you doing? Grace? You could get any one of them real quick.
She definitely did not want to marry a Japanese.
Yeah. You
well.
Know why? Because her mom had married a Japanese man who was very strict and old world.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think after the war and everything, after World War II, they had moved here, and you know, it's just a lot of
yeah.
hatred towards her
yeah.
father who
yeah.
left.
Yeah.
Them, you know,
yeah.
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 I don't think it has anything to do with being Japanese. It's just she connected a negative thing to
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
And in the family, there was a lot of you know, a lot of those problems.
But her mother is alive.
Her mother is an alcoholic. Yeah, her mother is alive.
Yeah,
she
yeah.
didn't live with her mother, so when her mother remarried
oh,
to
funny.
This family who's very like white.
Right. She just took that on.
She just blends right
yeah.
in and
that's
doesn't
right.
know anything else.
Yeah.
And she
yeah.
married somebody very similar to that.
Father's.
Yeah, very similar.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a very nice guy. And but her grandmother, you know, was very much
really
part
brought
of
her up.
Yeah, her grandmother was very, the Japanese grandmother
mm-hmm,
was
mm-hmm.
very much part of her life. And the other
really?
One. And the other grandmother.
The Japanese grandmother.
Yeah. It's an odd thing, isn't it,
well,
to be in another person's family and you have not, and it's your stepfather.
So yeah. So
not
there's
even
no
her
blood relation at all.
None.
But that's the one.
But she's like her, they're her family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes
I have
a Cambodian friend who would say it's just karma. She just had to find, you know,
right.
her
it's
real
just
family.
Something. Yeah. Something
whatever
that,
that
just
is.
The way the wind blows. Yeah, it's true though, isn't it? Anyway,
yeah.
I know she always. I think about her often. Funny, it always comes into my mind because she'll be like, "I'm with my dad," or "My dad's coming," and
mm-hmm.
and she doesn't know her real dad.
Yeah,
doesn't know. No, left her very young when she was like one or two.
The poor girl, you know, was really mixed up. Thank God that she was not in any bad thing.
Well, her
feelings,
emotions, she had some.
Yeah,
yeah, but I didn't consider her mixed up in other.
No, she was mixed up in all these. But thank God that
she met a very
did
nice
not
person.
Get
mm-hmm.
in,
yeah,
this,
yeah.
you know.
It's easy to start finding excuses to ruin your life.
Yeah,
yeah.
She did not.
She
ruin.
Didn't.
That's right. It's
yeah.
true.
Yeah. So.
Well, that's an interesting story.
Yeah, it's a happy ending.
Yeah,
she's a little baby now.
We like happy endings.
Happy endings. Anyway, so I'll be back like in
yeah,
a half an
yeah.
hour. It was nice meeting you.
Nice to
yeah.
meet you. Yeah, no, great. Well, I just wanted to ask you about this. If the person who, is it unusual for the person who knows how to do the embroidery to actually know how to do the pattern work too?
Usually they don't know.
They're two separate
there are
things.
People that
mm-hmm.
do the, but then my mother knows how, and then we together set and created everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I have everything now, so that it doesn't get lost, you
uh-huh.
know. I can do, because
okay.
she knew, not me. I don't
right.
belong to these generations.
Right.
They are
right. And when it's called Marash embroidery, is that because it came from
yeah.
Marash?
The Marash people, you know, brought with them.
Yeah.
And usually it's colorful.
Mm-hmm. Like lots of different colors
lots
on one.
Of like this should be a color, this should
oh,
be
I
a
see.
Color, all
I
this.
See.
All
but
this
maybe this would be just one color, or might this piece be more
no,
than one
just
color?
One color?
One color here, different colors.
Because
uh-huh.
this, when you start here, so it's so intricate
yes.
with each other. The whole thing should be, you do all of it.
Right.
You don't stop
right.
here.
Right, it's really amazing.
It's amazing work, it's really amazing work.
Well, that's another thing I'd like to watch you do.
I have. Oh, that. I made it like I made, for instance, this big like this blonde.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When I thought, you know, how it goes.
Sure.
You know, so I have everything ready. With
oh,
me.
Great!
Yeah,
great.
Everything.
That's wonderful.
Susan has it too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how it's done.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Susan has.
So
it.
You can follow the.
Yeah.
The
oh,
instructions
sure, yeah.
you would
because
know
you
how
go
to do.
Four times
uh-huh.
to do this
back and forth.
Yeah, four times. Susan is, as I said, you know, I like her. She's a nice, sweet person. But I don't think, for instance, Susan can do this.
Right.
I don't think she can do this.
Right.
It's.
But she knows, she can identify it, she knows how it's done, but
yeah,
she doesn't.
I don't think she can do this corner.
Mm-hmm.
Like you come here and
mm-hmm.
then it's a continual work.
Right.
And then you cannot even afford to do a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
You do one mistake here and then you come here.
Go on.
And then. You know, you stop because you really have done a mistake and then you search.
So it's that same principle.
Yeah.
If you make a mistake, don't go on.
You cannot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stops. It's a very
yeah.
interesting work. This is it's not a delicate work.
Mm-hmm.
This is a peasant's work.
It may be a peasant work, but it's
yeah.
very elaborate and
yeah.
and requires real
oh,
skill. So
skill and you know every stitch is a right angle like this.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like
right,
this.
Right.
Right angle continuous
right.
and it's there is not two threads that
mm-hmm.
go like this.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is like
has
this.
To be that over and under.
Yeah, over and under. And then the poor kids learned over and under.
Yeah, right, right. What would that you say you're going to take this out and then frame it, but would this have been done for decorating fabric to as part of a costume, as part of
yeah.
a clothing?
And they did like bedspreads.
Uh huh. Okay.
Usually.
Okay.
Bedspreads.
More commonly than clothing, or?
Yeah.
More commonly for beds
okay.
and covers.
Okay.
Table.
All right.
Covers. But a lot of people have done a lot of like kaftans, like
mm-hmm.
Robes. Lately they have.
Okay. But that's the older tradition would be
more
for
yeah.
fabrics
yeah,
for
yeah.
the home.
But my mother has done, she says, when she was young for herself, something on
mm-hmm.
here.
What other kinds of embroidery are there, traditional embroideries?
Oh, Armenian, yeah,
mm-hmm.
there is. This is Marash work and this another Marash work, which is, they call it the flat weave. It's like, for instance, that's not Marash work. This is more European work.
Okay, that's what I would have
thought. I have done that.
Mm-hmm.
This is my work.
Right. Oh, oh. Uh-huh.
An organdin.
Okay.
Organza.
Oh, organza.
Yeah. They call it flat weave. I don't have it here.
Okay.
But I have done one. I have given to my daughter. I framed it and given. At first, I made it a pillow
mm-hmm.
when I was married, you know, for me.
Mm-hmm.
But then I saw that, oh God, it's going from people are sleeping on it. Not people, not my family, but
mm-hmm.
like they lean on it and then eventually it will
right.
be. Or, so I framed it
mm-hmm.
and I gave it to her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But so I could see an example
yeah.
of that flat wig. And then is Aintab?
Oh, there is Aintab work.
And now
it's Armenian, but it's not our town, our
oh,
city.
Oh, okay, okay. Aintab is its own.
Aintab is another city.
Mm-hmm.
That's another type of work, very beautiful,
mm-hmm.
very delicate.
Now, is that cut work, where you cut away things?
Yeah, yeah.
And stitch around
and
where you cut?
And, oh, God.
Uh-huh.
Um,
now, did you learn that when you were?
I never have done it. As I said, I was so busy that this is
It's wonderful. It's really wonderful stuff, isn't it?
The poor women after the massacres have done all these works,
mm-hmm.
and they have traveled everywhere, especially in America, to America.
To sell. To make money.
And my mother got rich there. You know, of course, you know, when you are put cents, it's like now for the Chinese do things cheap and they're sold here.
So beautiful. That time period, that's what.
But we bought this when I was is almost like 47-year-old.
Wow.
You can call this new.
Beautiful. It looks new. I mean, in the sense of
the fabric is so good.
Yeah. And the work is amazing.
They used to call it London cotton.
Oh.
And this is not too complicated.
Something.
Hello? Yeah, just hold on.
Well, how come it costs so much at the store? It's so
sick. Yeah, that chunk, you know?
And where do you get unsalted curd cheese?
His name?
Giuseppe? Cheese.
That is. Yeah, I will call you. Because
I'll go with you.
No. It's an interesting place. We buy even the spaghettis all from him that is sold.
Mm-hmm.
We buy from him.
Mm-hmm.
The noodles.
Curd cheese in Watertown?
Maybe there is.
I mean, I would think you'd know.
And I make the cheese burekes, things, you know. Not only the string, we make squares too.
Oh, see, I don't know.
Whatever. So then I need the unsalted cheese for those burekes. And then I use that. I keep it, you know, for
things. That's fabulous. That's perfect. I mean, because otherwise you'd have to keep going and getting it.
Why,
right?
You want
to see it.
Yeah. So then, there is so much to look.
I'm finding in this house.
So much, God. Sometimes I'm so angry. It's almost like, leave me alone. Then think, you all are grown. I don't want any more anything. You know, I love that, you know, I really am grown.
but not very. Look at patients hanging out.
I sometimes
how do you get
tell
anything
them,
done?
I say, you know, watch out. My family has so many. My father's mother, you know, had three.
Is that right? And how old is she now?
Well, she's 97.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So you come from a good, healthy life.
Eight. Mm. Her mother, 103. So I said, you know, watch out, I'm here.
Don't cross me, because it says statistically, the way you think has even more parents were. So as long as you think young, you have a much better chance.
Yeah, grandmother that I said 98, she was it. Uh-huh.
She was a devil.
I mean, she was not bad. I mean, believe at that age, you know, people could be lively. Joke. Mm-hmm. Usually you see, you know, people like in 70, dead, you know. Like anecdotes and funny things our uncles and cousins and things, how they manage being survivors.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it's got to count for something.
They have to survive. Maybe not be because they have everything. They can have everything.
Mm-hmm.
They really don't have to think to be. That's what is harming. Not only there is a group people that still are cling to the. They don't care about, you know, being. Yes, I'm talking about all of
generally
people with.
Right, exactly. Folk junkies. Well, and that's why I think. You know, there's. I want there to be people. I want other people to know about it. I want there to be some way. Yeah. Because even, you know, Peter Cavellis yesterday was saying, you know, I make that many people in this country. I've made more than anybody in this country. And you go, yeah, that's not right. It shouldn't be that hard, you know. It shouldn't be.
You know, I don't know how many people are there here. Many thousands. No.
Not thousands.
Yeah.
Right. And I gather you can, you know, you can.
And the electric now is more demanding or the banjo. If there is 1,003 banjos to be, but if you don't make it, then that will be lost too.
Right, that's right,
yeah.
Exactly.
That will be lost too.
Do you do you hear a lot of music, Armenian music? I mean, do you go to events, or do you have friends who are musicians, or how much exposure do you have?
Now that, you know, I'm getting older, we used to go a lot of events. Then, you know, my daughters were younger. We went, they went.
Mm-hmm.
They go too themselves without me, you know. They want me to go too. But that's not what the Armenian music really is.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's, I could call that the modernized, commercialized, let's say, the Armenian music. But as I said, there is a group of good younger men that are, you know, pursuing it, trying to find there is.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that young man that can lead you, at least you. You will not be with music.
Well, I want to, you know, I would like, if I can find a musician like that, it's, music isn't my specialty, but doesn't have to be. I can still find out enough information to...
Yeah,
that
let me find, because my daughter knows him, and they see each other.
And how about in terms of the needlework? Did women used to get together and do it together?
Yeah, it was very common to sit together and work.
Same
women,
thing like here with making the string cheese. You could talk about everybody and everything.
You know, It's more like not wasting time.
Right. So that you be with other people.
This, or having a drink.
Right. Here we go. Right. You work while you're together.
Oh, yeah, you work.
Mm-hmm.
You always work.
Yeah. Well, it's the whole thing of the quilting party, the same idea.
Yeah, same idea.
It gives you a chance to be with other people.
Those little pieces. And every piece reminds you of the somebody that gave it to you. Or you were, or your aunt, or your child were. The other day there was this nice idea of the t-shirts. You know, there are a lot of, you don't really, they never wear up, you know. And this mother has made, cut the t-shirts, the front, the where it's printed, whatever, and has made a quilt out of it. Of course, pieces are bigger, but this belonged to Frank. This was a 3-year-old, this was 10-year-old, and it was so beautiful.
Yeah, that's neat. That's great.
Yeah.
It's a modern quilt, isn't it?
Modern, but...
T-shirts.
Yeah.
Well, but it's perfect. But that's a perfect example
of
things change, but there's a continuity to the idea of putting the pieces together.
Oh, my husband is inviting you to have something, anything.
Oh,
something.
Oh, great.
Let's go.
Oh, I'd love to.
Hello there.